Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is April 29th, 2023, as we continue on our series, The Time for the Overcomer, Part 4. And I'll hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Thank you. Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we thank you and glorify you. We ask forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression. We glorify your name. We ask that you begin to fulfill your will, your purpose, and your plan in us. And we understand that we must get out of the way so that you may do that. So we glorify you for that. We make a quality decision and effort to step away from our own desires, our own preconceived ideas, and we allow you to begin to manifest and to begin to glorify your name in us. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. Well, I'm excited because there are two steps that we're going to cover pertaining to overcoming. Now, a part of one of those steps we already began to discuss. But in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38, holds the key to how to always become an overcomer in every situation and every circumstance. Now, we also have to couple that with Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And we'll go back over Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 again, and then go to step two, which is the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38. So the first step is going to be Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. The second step to guarantee that we're always an overcomer in every circumstance and in every situation is John, the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 38. So we're going to go ahead and have Evangelist Tanita read Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We've read it before, but I want us to begin to look at this from a two-step process. So always, in every situation, in every circumstance, achieve the status of overcomer. To achieve the status of being an overcomer. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, first. Evangelist Anita, then you can read it in the King James and in the Amplified.
Okay. So Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and the King James reads, "As they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." And I'm going to pull up the Amplified. Okay. The Amplified reads, "And they overcame and conquered him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. For they did not love their life and renounce their faith, even when faced with death." Rabbi John?
So, what we see here that we've already covered is these are part of the qualities of being an overcomer. Part of that is the redemptive work of Yeshua. The second part of that, and we're talking about this verse now, is that using the word testimony is we become an individual that is being tested. And through the test, we qualify by passing the test. And in the process of passing the test that the adversary tries against us, we come to a place, this is key, to where our will, our desire, all of our concerns, any preconceived ideas have to bow the knee, have to submit, have to relinquish the desire to lead in this world. Now we're going to go to John chapter 6 and verse 38. We'll read that both in the King James and in the Amplified to get part two. But this right here is the part one. And then we'll begin to bring those two together so that you can do that. You mentioned, Anita?
Yes, okay. Chapter 6, sorry, 38. Let me pull that one up. Okay, so John chapter 6, verse 38 in the King James reads, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me." And the Amplified reads, "For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but to do the will of him who sent me." Rabbi John?
Okay, so this is Yeshua speaking. And he's saying that he came not to do his own will, what he wants to do, going back to Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. But he came to submit his will to the Father and then fulfill whatever it is that the Father shows and tells him that he needs to do. When we get to that place in life, this is the place of always overcoming in every circumstance, in every situation. Oh my God, it's a process. And within that process, you have to learn how to die to self. I'm going to say that again. In process, in order to achieve that goal, you have to learn how to die to self. And understand this. This is a daily death. If we don't die daily to self, we don't achieve the overcoming status. If we don't achieve the overcoming status, then we fall prey, we fall victimized to whatever it is that the enemy is doing and wanting us to do in that moment. So we need to fulfill John chapter 6, verse 38. We need to follow that process. We need to find ourselves every day dying to self. We've got to find ourselves submitting to what the true will of God is. We've got to relinquish and let go of our own desires that we find are, that are contrary to what the Father wants. But what if you don't know if it's contrary? There's two ways of knowing. Number one is the Word of God. Find out what God's Word is, what God's will is about a matter. That will help you to know that this is how He feels about it. The other is through prayer and communing with Him. Because as we commune with Him, as the word indicates as far as the definition of communing, it's a duality. It's not a monotheistic mindset of part of the soul. I'm ready to check out now. To commune means to do it together, to have a community. So that means that I have to not only receive, I will give, but I also have to receive. And in giving and receiving, I'm communing. If I'm communing, then I can reflect on what is being discussed to ensure that I'm in right relationship, following and being obedient to what is expected. Oftentimes, we don't know what is expected of us from Him in every situation, which means, and that tells me that I need to commune more with Him. I need to find His will about those scenarios, about those situations. I need to learn of Him. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28 through 30. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Because in order to be an overcomer, what I got to do is to learn of Him. He, the Father, brought the Son to earth so that we could learn of Him. To Him is Yahushua. Because we are to be imitators. Because if we become the imitators that He's looking for in the flesh, through the imitation, we learn of Him. Through that imitation, we become as He is. His goal, His desire for us is to become as He is. That's the whole purpose. That's the whole reason for your existence. It's the whole reason for my existence is to become as He is. They talk about the universe. They talk about the planets and the systems and the fact that in every direction, creation is still creating. Why is that? So that we, the children of Yah, can rule and reign and become as He is. He's a creator. So what would you expect His offspring to do? To learn through Him, by Him, and from Him, how to create as He creates. Yeshua was saying, I only do what my Father, what I see my Father do. Well, your Father is a creator. Your Father is the creator of the whole universe, to include us. So we are created to be like Him in His image, in His likeness. So as universes are being created, our Heavenly Father is nurturing and building us, not just to be an overcomer on this universe and on this solar system, but for us to be a creator of all that He has and is creating. Created us as His offspring. Something that no other entity has ever been given the opportunity to become. Not even the ministering angels who marvel at what our Heavenly Father has done. They can't even say that He is their Heavenly Father. They can say that He is their Creator. But they have been created to be ministering angels, to not only minister to Him, but to minister to His family, which we are. We are His family. We are overcomers. And as we yield to what he has created us to be, and we begin to walk in the fullness, not just of what we've been created to be, but we walk in the fullness of who he is. And it's who he is in us. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, both in the King James and in the Amplified. Evangelist Anita.
Oh, yes, sir. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30, and I'm reading the King James first. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The Amplified reads, come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed quiet for your souls, for my yoke is easy to bear. And my burden is light. What about them?
Amen. So Yahushua is saying, learn of me. You've been created to be an overcomer. And if there's areas in your life, areas in my life that I'm not overcoming, it's because I'm not learning to do it in the way that I was created to do it. So what I got to do is get to a place to where I yield to him and not struggle. I in myself should not be struggling to achieve, struggling to obtain, struggling to become this overcomer that the scripture said, that the Father says is who I am. So as I can kneel with him, as I spend time with him, as I learn of him through Yahushua, then what begins to happen is I begin to trade my burdens for his burden. My work, if you will, for his work. And I begin to realize that his work, his burden is light. My burden is impossible to bear. So this is a part of that two-step process that we were referring to. This is what we need to do to achieve the fullness of who and what he's called us to be. Learn to yield. Now, that's not something that's easy to do in this world, because it's too easy to see the catastrophic problems that happen when you just allow certain things to just run amok, if you will. But the Father's not saying to allow things to run amok. He's saying, do it my way. It may not make sense to you because the foolishness of my wisdom is unobtainable in your mindset. Because my wisdom becomes foolishness to us in this world. What he's saying is, regardless of the way it's perceived, it is what causes you to overcome. It is what causes being sought after, being looked for, to be achieved. He desires for you to win, to obtain the goal, the least amount of effort, of pain, of suffering, so that you can know him. That's a part of that knowing him that he's looking for, that he's desiring of us. Even Yeshua in the Garden of Gethsemane began to see him in an even deeper light than he had. Not just with the glorious manifestation of the blessings, but through the pain and suffering of the punishment. Whether Yeshua was on the hilltop of the glory or in the valley of the shadow of death and the suffering that he had to suffer for all mankind, he learned how to trust Yah. It's too easy to trust Yah when things are going great. But it's in the harsh and hard times that true character is being built. The same character that Yah has being manifested in us, being cultivated in us, because we are his offspring. So it's not just the blessings that makes an overcomer an overcomer. It's the hardships that also help to mold that individual to be the type of person that our Heavenly Father has birthed into this world. Well, I'm going to pray, but in this prayer, I want you to begin to hear the Father's beck and call and his desire for you, his child. Father, I thank you first and foremost that you have given us the unique opportunity to call you Father. Even the angels in heaven, the angels that are on earth and the fallen angels don't have that privilege. So we thank you and I thank you for that. I thank you that you're teaching me and teaching us how to mature and how to grow and how to be like you and overcome. And that the process first starts with us acknowledging what you have done redemptively. And secondly, allowing us to not try to strive and do it ourselves, but to allow you to do it. Trusting you in us as we yield to your will, your way of doing it. Learning to see you as our example through Yeshua. Yeshua, we thank you for all that you suffered. We thank you for opening the opportunity and the door for us to have fellowship with the Father. We thank you for helping to reestablish our purpose. Helping us to not lose our way so that you may be glorified and honored. Thank you for all that you do and all that you've done. We bless each and every person that's listening, and we allow them to begin to fulfill your will. To be all that you've called. To learn to trust you, learn to honor you. In the precious name of Yeshua, we pray. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.